Welcome to Star Guys, a podcast about Stargirl on DC Universe of the CW. I'm Star Guy numero uno, Alex.
I'm Star Guy numero dos, Justin.
We're not ranked. I'm Pete.
Numero tres, Pete. Hello, welcome to Star Guys.
Don't be that white guy who speaks Spanish sometimes, dude. Come on, man.
I do Duolingo all the time for French, but I did for Spanish at one point. Anyway, wow, this is our reveal. Bonus podcast talking about the deleted scenes from the second episode of Stargirl Stripe that aired on the CW. On DC Universe, the episode was about 50-ish minutes long. On the CW, it's about 40-ish minutes long. So what we're going to do here, we're going to let you reclaim your time. We're going to give you those 10 minutes back from the episode. We're going to talk about the deleted scenes, the thing that were cut out. Now, as we mentioned with the last episode of this, I'm sure there were little trims and tweaks here and there that we may have missed. But we did catch a couple of things that were cut out, and we're going to talk down them. Pete, do you want to mention what your prediction was, first of all?
Yes.
Yes, my prediction was the pancake scene getting cut.
Do you want to know when we get to it in order, or should I just tell you right now?
Ooh, I feel like maybe tell build up the tension.
Destroy his dreams. Destroy his prediction. Right now.
The pancake scene is in the episode.
I knew
Wow. All of it?
The whole pancake scene. No cuts to the pancake scene.
Wow.
Not a one.
Come on. You got Mikey out there playing games. Everyone's having fun. There's for some reason.
They keep both pancakes?
There's like nine different types of pancake on
lock
there.
There's extra pancakes.
Oh, wow. And bacon. They added.
Yeah.
It's like they're running an international house of pancakes out of this place.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Luke Wilson comes out and says, you want pancakes? I got blueberry. I got chocolate chip. I got Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
Who are you impersonating when you do that?
Jimmy Stewart, I think, but I'm not 100% sure.
It is weird. You, to be fair, Alex, you think all male actors are Jimmy Stewart?
They're at your house. At your house. On your house. Well,
good.
Anyway.
It truly is a wonderful podcast.
Yes, it absolutely is. Let's get to the first bulky thing that was cut out of the episode. And this is a big scene that was completely cut out, completely gone. And I was shocked how much of this was missing from the CW broadcast. The entire sequence in William Zarek's house with Brainwave is gone from the episode.
Wait, what?
So there's the scene, in case you didn't see it, in case you only watched it on the CW. William Zarek, the wizard, he's in his house. His son wakes him up. He grabs his wand, goes downstairs.
The whole thing is gone.
Yeah, Brainwave is there.
The whole meeting? Like, hey, listen, I want to go kill this high school girl. Mm-hmm. Gone.
Yep. That whole thing makes sense. From the beginning where he wakes up all the way through the cat, inexplicably coming down at the end.
Wait, completely. The cat part's not there either? I thought they would keep that in.
It would have been weird to just include the cat.
No, that's the best. That's where the ratings is.
So here's how it would run it that way. Courtney's ratings. Like, I don't think it's a coincidence that these villains are in this town. It cuts to a shot of William Zarek with a cat, and then it cuts to Pat telling Courtney about the Injustice Society.
Well, if I was going to do the editing, I would go picture frame, opening it up, wand, then cat. You know, spell it out for him.
You'd never see a person? You just see a wand and a cat?
Yeah.
Okay.
You should see a movie called Harry Potter.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I would cut it down to just wands and cats.
Wands and cats.
What do you think, though, textually, in terms of cutting this out? Does it take away from the episode? Does it matter? What's your thought on that?
I feel like this scene in the longer episode feels like it's mostly setting up the future. So for the CW airing, it makes sense that they'd be like, it's not necessary. I think it adds something for sort of the series as a whole, as we're building up this backlog of villains and sort of raising the tension on the overarching plot. But I guess it doesn't factor into this particular story.
Also, it kind of takes away from those two characters' relationship. You know, you really kind of see a status and a kind of struggle here of like, I'm supposed to be in charge. Well, I'm going over your head because, our leader isn't here. You know, that whole kind of thing you know, it makes me think about the old Transformers where Starscream, every time, you know, Megatron wasn't around, would always try to claim things and be like, well, I'm running stuff, you know, so.
Sorry, Pete, what the fuck are you talking about?
This is the first one, I mean, granted, it's only two episodes, but this is the first one where I felt like, oh, this is a good beatily acted scene that's gone. The other things that we've talked about, I think, change things in different ways. They maybe recontextualize things a little way. But I think you're right, Justin. Taking this out doesn't necessarily affect the episode, other than setting up William Zarek so visually we know who he is later, as well as his wife, and knowing that he has a relationship to Brainwave, which otherwise you just see him at the school, so you don't know that. But it's such a good scene. It's a bummer to lose it. That's the
only thing. Yeah, I agree. It is a good scene. It does a lot to make Brainwave scarier for the rest of this episode. And I do think it is nice to establish the sort of there's more going on here, because American Dream, all that stuff we get to at the end of the episode, to find out that there's another villain just like chilling with a family in town, that really supports that idea. Mm-hmm. And if we don't get it in this screening, like you do this this cut of the episode, you do miss.
Yeah. The rest of the cuts that I noticed, again, are a little smaller. One that was very funny, I think, in a weird way, is the shot of Pat looking through the JSA files for Brainwave, and then his dog coming up to him right before he leaves to have his montage, his robot training montage.
Where he gets scared and goes for the hammer.
Very tiny hammer.
Right.
Yeah.
That's completely gone. Was funny to me because this is the second episode in a row where there's a scene of Pat looking through files that they cut out for the CW airing.
Well,
that makes sense.
CW is known for hating files. Yeah, they're really trying to go green, trying to get rid of all the paperwork they can, you know.
Honestly, I don't think they broadcast the X-Files at all because they hate files.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
If you pitch a show to CW and mention files, they'll fire you before they even hire you.
Real quick, we're gonna hire you. All right, now you're fired.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Man, rude. That's called pulling a Ruby Rose. All right,
Come on.
CW takedown.
Too soon. That's too soon.
Too soon. Next one, you're gonna be bummed about this one, Pete. The scene at the American Dream with Amy Smart, where she's pitching ideas, God.
What?
Come on!
They cut Cow Pie Bingo? Which I don't know if you guys know what, I don't know if you know what this is, but it's this country sport where you paint a field with different boxes and paint a number on the center, and then you feed a cow and then it shits in the field, and whoever has that number wins the money.
I mean, here's the thing about it is if you don't set up Cowboy Bingo, how do you pay it off with a scene where Luke Wilson shits himself because of those hot dogs later on?
Yeah.
You know?
Bet on Luke shitting his pants is the real.
I need to back up the truck for a moment here, guys.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Okay, so do they compliment her suit still in the pancake scene? Like, is that all? Is everyone talking about how she looks nice?
Like I said, there are zero cuts to the pancake scene.
Okay, all right, great. So they compliment the pancake suit, but then we don't get to
release
see...
Release the pancake cut.
We don't get to see her in action at work in that suit, is what you're saying.
Exactly,
so that's, oh my God. That's tough, because now we don't know what her job is like. We don't know what she's dealing with at work.
The weirder thing about it, to me, to jump ahead, is we do see the Colonel Sanders dude at the end of the episode still when Icicle approaches him, but there's no establishment for him whatsoever. This is the scene where we find out who he is and what his relationship to the company is, and that's gone.
It is weird because you're like, who's this human walrus at the end of the episode?
Oh, I was going to say human penguin with a fucked up haircut, but all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is one other cut, and otherwise the
episode... always thinking aquatic, though, and I love that about
it. One other cut. It's interesting because we did call this out on the full podcast, but the scene at the open house where Pat bumps into William Zarek's wife, Denise, and then he eats a cookie, gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, which... Do you get to still see Chocolate Chip Mountain or no?
You still get to see Chocolate Chip Mountain. Okay. You get to see pretty much everything else. But the
and
thing
Crusher
that's missing is...
shows up 2.0? Pat 2.0 still in there?
Pat 2.0?
Yeah, when Crusher's like,
oh,
no.
Oh, yeah, that's still in there. All the stuff with Crusher. Everything there. Okay. But we were talking about how... I think it makes sense. If you're going to cut out the scene where you establish the Zarex, that his wife Denise, weirdly, very bizarrely, bonding with Pat later on, is also gone. The only thing that's a little bit of a bummer about that one is we don't get the payoff of him finally getting to eat a cookie. But
yes.
I think we can live without that.
No, I lost $10,000 on my Vegas bet that Luke Wilson would eat a cookie in this episode.
Wow.
I also think it's very funny in the course of this podcast where we talk about what's cut. Most of it is Pete being like, did they cut the thing about the car? Or did they cut this other thing? And Alex is like, yeah, no, it's in there. It's in there. It's in there.
Well, regardless, that is... Yes, what?
That brings up a great point. The establishing shots outside their garage where they show the caddy twice in the episode and a lovely, looks like a sunset kind of thing where like the light's just hitting the caddy fins real nice. Is that still in there?
I got to be honest. I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
What are you supposed to be doing the research on this?
I watched the DC Universe episode of the CW episode. I watched the same episode of television twice in a row.
Yes.
Looking
now,
at my notes
like
the entire time.
It?
I'm
like,
sorry if I missed the car.
Alex, you're doing the dirty work, and I appreciate it. And Pete is trying to pitch some weird Top Gear for Stargirl somehow, and I don't know. I don't know where
I'm
it's going.
I'm hoping it's going to be more like Rust Valley, but okay, all right. That's
all right, okay.
Pete, I say this again. What the fuck are we talking about?
Oh, boy. All right. I think that's it for the deleted scenes. Just to mention, the first next couple of episodes, excuse me, I believe are actually about the same length on...
What?
Yeah. As far as I remember it, I could be misremembering the numbers, but I think episodes 5, 7, and 11 are also elongated on the DC Universe airing. But we're still going to do a bonus podcast. No matter what, we'll figure out something to talk about every week after the CW airing. So you still will get these extra bonuses no matter what. They just may or may not be about deleted scenes. We'll see what happens. In the meantime, if you want to support this podcast, patreon.com/comicbookclub. Also, we do a live show every Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the People's Improv Theater Loft in... No, we don't. Oh, my God. That was just on auto... I was on auto there.
Sorry,
theaters don't exist anymore. We do the show to the internet.
Come on.
Crowdcast at YouTube on Tuesdays at 7. Come hang out. We'll chat about Stargirl. iTunes, Android, Spotify, Stitcher, or the app of your choice to subscribe and listen to the show. Socially, StarGuysPod on Twitter, on Instagram, or on Facebook, comicbookclublive.com for this podcast and many more. And for the Star Guys, arrivederci! Is that the right language? Did I do the right language?
Yeah, no, not... You haven't insulted anyone.